So I guess what I wanted to share first was a poll. A number of different organizations asked, surveyed the Jewish community. If you identified as Jewish, you were eligible for this survey. And they asked, what were the most observed holidays of the Jewish calendar? And so the two that consistently came up were Yom Kippur and Pesach night. So Yom Kippur makes sense. It's just a product of residual Jewish guilt that no matter how many generations down from traditional observance is still very much present. And Pesach night, probably, or at least the theory that many people have put forward, is because of the overabundance of ritualization and tradition that's associated with it. The Pesach Seder is highly regimented, highly choreographed, very intricate, very specific things. As Rabbi Zirka mentioned, you lift up the ka'ara, you put down the Seder plate, you lift up the matzah, you put down the matzah. Every single instruction you need a handbook for. And it doesn't only extend, this ritualization doesn't only extend to what's obligated. Every single family has their own rituals. You may have a specific recipe that either you use every year or that you got from your mother or your father or your grandparents, or that you made at the last second because something changed and you decided to keep it going every year. Or you have a specific tune that you use for Chag Gadya. My family tries to say all of Chag Gadya with voices of all the characters. I don't think there's anything deep behind it, but at 3 a.m., it keeps you up. But it's a tradition. It's a tradition that we just keep going year after year. And if somebody would ask, well, why are you doing that? Well, they'll say, because we did it last year, or because my mom or dad told me to do that, or because my grandparents did that. And it keeps going back and back and back until some generation where it started. And this idea of the passage of time is reflected in the Haggadah in two ways. The first is in Halach Ma'anya, when we open up with Magid, where we say that this is the bread, this matzah, which we have lifted up, is what we ate when we were slaves in Egypt. And then we invite guests in. But then we end off with almost a tefillah, as it were, where we say, now we're slaves, and the Mirtz Hashem, we should be redeemed. And we say, Hashata Hacha, this year we're here. Lishana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, next year we'll be in the land of Israel. Hashata Avde, now we are slaves. Lishana haba b'nei chorin, and next year we'll be free people. And we end off the Seder, Lishana haba b'Yerushalayim, next year. The term, or for the passage of time, the measurement is years, shana. And this should echo another measurement of years that has to do with exile. During the Bris Bein HaBesarim, Hashem tells Avraham, know that you will be in exile for 400 years. And the Torah says in Parshas Bishalach, that after 400 and X number of years, the Gemara Megillah talks about that it seems to contradict 400, but after X number of years in exile, the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. There's another measurement, though, of the passage of time. It also appears in two places. The first is in V'hisha Amda. It says, V'hisha Amda lavosenu v'lanu shelo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu, that this is what has kept us going, whatever this is. Something has kept us going. And it's not only, what? It could be the Bris Bein HaBesarim, could be many. Yeah, some say that Vihi, the gematrius of the letters of Vihi, is a reference to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the Yud of the Aseres HaDibros, the Aleph of Hashem. Various elements of Jewish consciousness have kept us going, whether it's the Bris Bein HaBesarim. And it's not only in one generation that they come to destroy us, Ela Shebichol Dor Vador, in every generation. This is a new term, Dor. And then the second part, the second time where it appears is right before Hallel. So we have Bichol Dor Vador in terms of exile, in terms of attempted destruction, annihilation of the Jewish people that Hashem ultimately is Matzilenu Miyadam. And then as a result of that, we say, "Bichol dar vador chayiv adam liros es atzmo kiilu hu yatzam mi Mitzrayim." This particular passage was very meaningful to my great-grandfather. I never knew him, but he passed away on the second Seder night, the second day of Pesach. He fled Europe through the Dominican Republic to America, and the concept of freedom was very important to him. And his daughter, my grandmother, was also something very, very meaningful. That was what she would say every year at the Seder. So, b'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzam Mitzrayim. That in every generation, a person is obligated to see themselves as if they have left Egypt, and as a result of that, we have to say Hallel. So there's two measurements of time. There's years and there's generations. And I don't think it's a coincidence that those two measurements are used. Rav Huttner, in his discourses on Purim, he quotes a very enigmatic comment of the Ravid in his commentary to Meseches Edios. When you think of Meseches Edios and the Ravid, you don't often think about Golos and Geula, Mashiach, but he has a very interesting comment. It's based on the language of Parsha Zachar, or the Kriyas Tehillah for Purim, rather, that there will be a milchama between God and Amalek, midor dor, every generation. And the Ravid says that exile is measured in years. Redemption, geula, is measured in generations when all the generations merge together. And that's all he says. Rav Huttner elaborates, and we can't really do justice to it in the time allotted, but the very basic idea is that God has a certain amount of years that he's allotted for exile. But just because we're maybe physically free, it doesn't mean we've been redeemed. Redeemed, according to the Ramban in his commentary and his introduction to Sefer Shmos, is not just physical or spiritual freedom to do what you want or even to do something good, but rather it's a national spiritual maturation, which doesn't automatically happen when you biologically grow up, right? There are some people that even though they've reached the biological age of being a legal adult, have not matured into an adult. That's what the Ravid is saying, that after a certain number of years, God says, okay, you can leave school. The training wheels come off. It doesn't mean, though, that you can function in the world and ride a bike and do things and behave like a responsible, mature Jew. And so the redemption is a culmination of generations. It's not just one generation sort of linking on to another. It is them sort of coalescing into one organic whole. The concept of Jewish nationhood transcends one generation to another. It is a living organism that never dies. And so because of that, Rav Huttner says, there's two concepts of tradition. The first is doing what your parents said. Al titash Torah simecha. Don't forget what your parents told you to do. I lift up the plate because my mother told me to lift up the Seder plate. I serve stuffed cabbage on the second night of Pesach because my mother served stuffed cabbage on the second night of Pesach. And I don't mean to trivialize that. That has a specific role and function in Jewish tradition and Jewish continuity. But that implies I'm doing it because of someone else. That implies a gap that needs to be bridged. Bichol dar vadar means that all the generations come together and it's as if I am leaving Mitzrayim right now. It's not I'm doing it because my parents did it. I'm doing it because I am living with my parents. I'm doing it because me, my parents, and my grandparents, we all left Mitzrayim. I'm not doing it because they told me to. I'm doing it because of my parents, we're living this shared experience. And so both the Vihisha Amda of Jewish salvation, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and not just physically redeeming us, but allowing the Jewish story to go forward in every generation, and our response and obligation of Hallel and doing our part to express that Hakaras HaTov and pledge to keep the Jewish story forward, that is a function not just of doing what my parents said or doing what my grandparents said, but rather it's a function of living that shared experience together of door to door.